Three, two, one, and hi, everybody. It's your host, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam, here on the Fun Podcast. I hope you're all having a great day on this wonderful Saturday night when I'm recording. Today, we have a very special guest with us. Without further ado, let me introduce you to my good friend, Madison.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Maddie.
All right. Hi, Maddie. Look, a few ground rules. We can't laugh that loudly when we're recording because my microphone is not top-notch quality, as they say. So just, you know, this is called the Fun Podcast. Hey, we're going to have a good time. Just don't laugh so loud into the microphone directly, please. I'm going to stop talking and get to you. Perfect. How you been, girl?
Dude, I've been good. I've been I've just been chilling and working and trying to be more like you, really.
I don't like the vibe. We're starting over. In three, two, one. Hello, everybody. It's your host, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam, here on the Fun Podcast. Hope you're having a great day. I'm here with our very special guest, Miss Madison. Hi, Madison.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good for me. How's it going for you?
It's going really good right now because I'm on your podcast.
I am flattered. So Madison, why don't you just tell us, what you've been up to this past week?
This past week, I went fishing, I've been working, I hung out with my new friend, I've been being very cool, I've been keeping it real, and stuff, yeah.
You know, there's a few things you mentioned there that I want to hit on, but it's really interesting that you said you've been being very cool, because I don't know if you're, like, a fan of podcasts or anything, but yeah. We actually last week had an interview with Yeet Master.
Oh, yes.
And Yeet Master was talking about how he or she was yeeting here, yeeting there, yeeting everywhere. Right, so you right. Saying cool, you know, I think it's cool that, you know, we have the cool person, we have the yeet person on the podcast, and I just...
Yeah.
Yeah. But tell us more. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what does yeet really mean?
It means I couldn't draw my croissant. But I did it.
Actually, we discussed that in last week's podcast.
I'll have to listen
to
it.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send you a link. Anyway, let's shut up, Kinsey. Shut up. You're nobody. I'm sorry. Yeet Master thinks it's still her episode, and she keeps trying to intervene. So tell us more about fishing. You fish?
I do fish. I have been called by at least two people that are possibly related to me, the master of the sea.
Whoa. So kind of like Aquaman, but like
exactly.
Girl form.
Perfect. And fishing, I say this about fishing. I say, if I invite you to go fishing...
Shut up.
If I invite you to go fishing with me, it means I really like you. Because I really believe the wrong person fishing is a disaster.
Whoa, I didn't realize that's why you...
Complaining is a pet peeve of mine. So I understand that fishing is sometimes seen as boring. So if you invite the wrong person, complaining will happen. So... if I invite you, it's a, we're good, you know?
Yeah. I can imagine how, you know, complaining really screws up the vibe.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
And,
there is nothing better, nothing except a couple of things that I can think of better than when you get that first initial tug on your line and you say, I got a fish, baby, here we go.
Do you say that every time?
Yeah. And you might win it, you might lose it, but you still got that first little tug that says the fish is just out there saying, try and catch me. And that's the challenge, is trying to catch it.
Do you think that you could parallel this to, like, human friendships?
Oh, yeah. there's people everywhere trying to bite your bait and say, hey, be my friend, eat me for food. But you just gotta sometimes throw them back in the ocean, honestly, and not eat them, or AKA, you know, choose to be their friend.
Wow, that's really deep. You know, Yeet Master didn't get that deep.
Yeet Master is surface level the whole nobody, time. But well, literally, we don't even know her real name. Or his real name.
I'm pretty sure I slipped a few times. But, yeah, that's really cool. I'm really glad that fishing is, like, your thing now.
Yeah.
Let's see. You go to college.
Yes.
You do. Uh-huh. What are you looking forward to this next college semester once it begins?
You know, a lot of real things, like maybe making some friends and doing a lot better in school. But one of my biggest things that I'm looking forward to is really finding out, like, which couples pair up on Bachelor in Paradise.
That's really great. I'm excited for you to figure that out.
Yeah.
Any classes that you're super excited about taking?
Yeah, I'm excited about biology. I like it. I like biology.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like biology. I remember when I took biology, it was actually plant biology, which was basically regular biology, but we talked about photosynthesis for like an extra day or something. Yeah, it's an interesting class, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of studying and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your latest passion.
Yes.
Hair dyeing. Oh. Well, we already talked
hair,
about fishing.
Sorry. I just feel like you can never talk too much about fishing.
I feel like maybe.
But hair dyeing, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to pay the money, the hundreds of dollars, for you to damage my hair. If I'm going to damage my hair, I'm going to do it cheaply, you know?
That's some good logic, you know, from what I, yeah.
Right. There is this whole section of my hair that's, like, matted for a couple months now. Ew. I'm just trying to figure that out and really wonder why.
Yeah. That, you keep pondering that one, right? And,
yeah.
Well, that was our beauty segment here on the Fun Podcast, and we're going to move right on over to a little bit of science fiction. We'll let you decide on that one. Let's talk about dinosaurs.
Mm.
Were they real or were they fake?
No, right. You know, something I learned recently is that people who really are like have doctorate degrees and that kind of stuff are really good at making things look old. I did learn this recently, though, that they can make things, they can make us think that things are millions of years old, but as far as the dinosaurs and finding, like, the matching fossils and everything, I feel like I'm, like, 70% sure that dinosaurs were real just because of how well the fossils... Really?
I'm so sorry. It's one okay. second. Mm-hmm. Yeet Master, turn off the mixer right now. You were so rude.
Once again, you're a nobody.
You guys wanted cookies.
Yeet Master, literally, we have 11 more minutes.
Kenzie.
Please. Carry on. You were saying?
I was just saying I'm probably on the, like, 70 to 75% sure the dinosaurs are real just due to the artifacts and fossils that are so accurately, like, matched up. But I also, it's one of those things that I'm like, only God knows. Kind of like aliens, right?
You know, honestly, I kind of hate that I brought this up because I don't want to be labeled as one of those podcasts, you know, like crazy yes. flat earth, Area 51, like, oh,
right.
You know, but I just think it's fun to talk about. Yeah, is that so bad?
Good. And there are so many theories.
Right. There's so many theories.
Like the whole alien thing. I had a teacher once whose wife's somebody somehow got involved with the government, and they were talking about Area 51 and something. Some guy went there, did something. he came back, I kid you not, and he shared some things, and then the wife of my teacher told him, she said, he's just not the same. He saw something.
Wow, that was a really interesting story about the wife of your cousin's brother's teacher's friends.
Yeah, you know, things like that, though, they change your perspective. They do. So.
Yeah, for sure. Because, Yeetmaster, it's not your episode. You can be on a different one.
We can do one together soon.
Oh my gosh, she's one wing. I'm sorry about her.
It's not okay.
Yeah, well, those are all really fascinating theories. And I think that's going to be like a new podcast episode that I ask every guest.
Yeah, about that's the a dinosaurs. Good one to go. Yeah, for sure. See if they're a nut job or not and go from there.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So tell us about one of your other passions, which I know is comedy. You like telling jokes, right?
No. I'm just kidding. I really think I'm funny when I'm not trying to be funny. Kind of like my mom and dad and everyone else in the world. But, like, there are moments I'm really funny. But, honestly, only at home. I don't think anyone will see it outside of this place.
Let's delve deeper into that. Because that's a really interesting thing that I've noticed with us. Like, we're different people at home than we are with anyone else.
Right, and I don't think it's a fake, two-faced kind of thing. I think it's still us, like our personality. Just naturally, anyone changes around the people they're with, you know?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. But I feel like we do it, like, a lot especially.
Right, and I think, too, our entire family is, like, funnier at home. I don't think people see us as, like, funny people, but right. I think our chemistry at home is really funny.
We do have good chemistry.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeetmaster's kind of always,
Yeetmaster's a nobody. We don't even know her name, which I said earlier.
Or his. Man, this episode's getting so much deeper than last week's.
Yeah, last week is what gets you.
You know, you gotta use the moments you have like this, where this is gonna reach a couple mil. Then you got to use this moment not to be a Yeetmaster, but to be a teacher,
inspiration.
Exactly.
Man, well, we really appreciate you, Madison, being that inspiration for me and for all of my listeners here on the Fun Podcast.
Hi, Ivy. If you don't know who Ivy is at all,
okay,
just think I have plant friends, okay? Anyway,
okay. Change of topic.
Yes.
But can we talk about the title of my podcast? Because I'm really not sold that the Fun Podcast is a great title name.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
You know, serious can be fun too. Because I think learning and.
Serious?
I think learning. And I think you could leave the title. I like it because I think learning and listening to deeper things, too, is also fun because you really take away things. And if you're engaged in listening, then it's fun still.
But is it tacky? Is it a cheesy name?
It's tacky. Yeah, it is. But I'm really 33.7% sure that most people will watch this podcast because of the name.
7%. Sure. Those are pretty good odds. It's over a third.
Yeah,
so,
exactly what I was going for.
You know, it's been so great having you, and we have 6 more minutes to fill.
Yeah, dude. Sounded like you were cutting it off there, but you kept going.
Let's talk about your favorite shows. We already know you like The Bachelor.
Right.
And there's so many Bachelor podcasts on there, you know. So we don't want to spend too much time delving into that. But is there anything you wanted to say about The Bachelor? Bachelorette.
And it's not even that I like it. I think I just like having one show I can watch where it makes me, like, step back from reality and kind of laugh at people.
Totally, totally, totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm engaged in it, but I don't take it seriously at all, you know?
Right.
I'm actually, the thing I watch more than Netflix is usually YouTube. I'm on there most of the time when I'm, like, chilling, rather than, like, Netflix or Hulu or 123 or whatever.
What do you watch on YouTube?
YouTube, you know, I really dabble with a lot. I've been doing some, of course, fishing videos, but I really appreciate the chiropractic adjustment videos because, I mean, who doesn't love a good chiropractic adjustment?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've never seen them.
I mean, middle-aged people love them. Okay. And I myself, I started dabbling into that maybe a year ago.
Speaking more about middle-aged people, let's talk about your job.
Yes.
Where do you work? What do you work? You might not want to say where you work.
I work at a clothing store. We buy and sell gently used women's clothing. And honestly, I love clothes. I love fashion. So I love that part of it and the freedom with that. But yes, I am aiding to the middle-aged woman almost all day. And I will tell you, shopping is fun. Shopping isn't a doctor's appointment or buying groceries, but yet somehow they are still so cranky about shopping. I love shopping. It's probably one of my third passions because I have multiple third passions. But some middle-aged women, they just get in there and they demand things and they're so cranky. They really are. I think they get offended if I don't buy their clothing. They think I'm saying they're, like, dirty or something like that.
So you take their, it's like a Plato's Closet for older ladies.
Exactly.
You buy their clothing from them. And then you resell. And sometimes you don't accept their clothing.
Exactly. And they get very mad about that.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Right. Well, we're about to end this podcast here. Is there any last words you'd like to say to my listeners?
You know, just keep it real. That's kind of my slogan I've always gone with, starting in maybe 2018. That came up, and just from then on, and it's only been a year, but from then on, it's really stuck with me and others that I've, pretty much everyone I've known. And so, yeah, keep it real, and just remember that if you ever find yourself like cutting meat, the fat is still valuable. Don't cut it off like all these little vegans don't eat meat, so that's stupid, but you know what I'm trying to say, the healthy people. The fat is a valuable part of the meat that you can and should eat, ultimately. Anyway.
I really appreciate that final tip.
Yeah, that's
well,
what I want to end it with for
awesome.
Sure.
This has been Purple Sunshine Moonbeam and Madison. We hope you enjoyed our